The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another, and all will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us then, will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord. Amen. Can you all hear me? Okay. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you in our lives today and as we go about our life in you this week and always. Amen. Have you ever known someone who has said they would not darken the door of the church? Or perhaps you wonder if God's grace really is for you? Many who were not raised Lutheran or came into worshiping in a Lutheran congregation later in life struggle with angst of not being worthy enough, which led Martin Luther, the 16th century church reformer, to discover through intentional in-depth study of the scriptures and finally have peace in believing the good news of Jesus Christ, that we are justified by faith in God's grace alone. We are not saved and given eternal life by our own works or the works of others. Only Christ's redeeming love on the cross, gifted to us freely in baptism and tangible in the gifts, both the sacrament of baptism and Holy Communion, Christ alone saves us. That is good news, friends. Perhaps like the gospel writer of Mark, who warns us in his apocalyptic gospel reading today, people that don't want to darken the door of the church are misled by an Old Testament-only understanding of God or misinterpretation of the New Testament or gospel. As Jesus warns his followers that many will come in his name and say, "I am he," and lead many astray. Today's message focuses on our second reading from Hebrews chapter 10, which teaches us about Jesus opening the temple to all people through his atoning sacrifice on the cross, through a new deal God made with God's people. The old deal of priests sacrificing for God's people by offering daily sacrifices in the holiest of holies in the temple, which was marked off by a curtain, where no one could enter God's presence because it was believed that God was only present in that place. No one could enter except the high priest to make sacrifices that did not remit sin. This deal has been made new through a new deal made by God, which was prophesied in Jeremiah, with Jesus being the high priest, who, having walked this earth, having suffered and been tempted, understands our suffering, yet without sin, sympathizes with us and offers up his life for the forgiveness of sin for all people. Where he died on the cross a humiliating and shameful death willingly, so to redeem and restore all people back to God, so that God no longer sees our sin, but only sees Jesus' righteousness. So we are free to live as God's beloved, forgiven children, where God writes his law in our hearts and our minds and compels us to love our neighbor as ourselves through the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit gifted to us in baptism. It does not mean that we are now without sin, but as sinners made saints through Jesus' perfectness, are continuously being sanctified through the power of the Holy Spirit. When we turn to God and boldly confess our sin, trusting that by the power of the Holy Spirit in the saving grace of Jesus, we are set free, we are forgiven, and renewed to try once again, with God's help, to love our neighbor as ourselves. So those who not only are misled to believe that they would darken the door of a church, do not realize that Jesus has not only opened the church to all people through his grace, shining light in the darkness, but in baptism has joined us together as the church, his body of believers, which he lives in and through by the power of the Holy Spirit to bring about God's justice and peace here on earth through his grace. This text also speaks to those misled to believe a personal relationship with God is all that is needed in this life. If any text calls the body of Christ or church to gather together boldly and confidently at the foot of our high priest Jesus' throne of grace, confessing our sin and trusting we are redeemed and sustained by his body and blood offered for us on the cross, and then sent out into the world to love our neighbor as ourselves, this reading is it. By grace we are called together to be confident with joy, trusting in Jesus' finished, one-time, life-giving sacrifice on the cross for the forgiveness of sin, which tore the curtain and opened God's presence to all people. Not because we need to earn God's love, but because God loves us so much and calls us to love others as God loves us in Jesus. On account of Christ's great love and grace, we are renewed and sustained by his body and blood and holy communion in, with, and under the bread and the wine, where Christ is present. And then we are sent out to bear one another's burdens, as St. Paul writes to the Galatians, to work for the common good of all, to stand up for and lift up the poor and the oppressed, to free the captive, to welcome the marginalized, to care for the widow or those who can no longer care for themselves, to care for the orphan or those that are made orphans by separation from their families for whatever reason, and to live generously by sharing our gifts that God first gave us with those in need. Not because we have to, but because we are grateful for our salvation, which is ours through Christ alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.